Jessica, we have another update that has to do with the story involving Otero County Commissioner Coy Griffin. He is also the Cowboys for Trump founder who was recently released from federal custody. What can you share with us?
Correct. So your listeners might know that Mr. Griffin, who's the District 2 Commissioner, was released from federal custody last week. He made it back to Otero County just in time to participate in this month's County Commission meeting. But, you know, the hits kept on coming. He learned that the New Mexico Attorney General, Hector Valderas, is investigating him for embezzlement primarily, and that has to do with the Campaign Reporting Act. Now, the Attorney General alleges that he not only embezzled, but that there might have been some racketeering, money laundering, and or making or permitting false voucher for public funds involved in this allegation.
Okay, now what did the Otero County Commissioner have to say upon his return to the commission?
Right, so Mr. Griffin took some time during the commission meeting to let his peers on the commission know, and the public who was there in person and watching online, that these are just charges, these are just allegations, that he has not been convicted of anything. He maintained his innocence both in the federal charges and in the new allegations against him. But he did ask the public to keep an open mind and said that he would continue to defend himself.
We'll stay updated with you on that story. Now, I want to move on to big news in our area surrounding the winter storm that has impacted much of southern New Mexico. What can you share with us about how the weather is impacting Alamogordo and the surrounding communities?
Well, we want to really commend the Department of Transportation, Otero County, and the city of Alamogordo. They had some time to prepare for this huge storm that came in and dropped some snow on the area, especially in the mountains. We know that we got several inches of snow, and we also know that the cold weather will likely continue through Wednesday into Thursday, degrees around 20s and 30s, with the National Weather Service is saying a low of 29. We know that on Tuesday, today, your listeners can expect more snow and freezing temperatures through the night. You know, they're asked to continue to weatherize their house, but also they're being asked by the local and statewide energy companies to conserve energy where possible and really be aware that the grid is being overtaxed during the winter storm.
Okay, now you also have an update into what police were originally investigating as a murder and arson incident. What can you share with us about this update?
Correct. So last week, a 41-year-old woman was found in a home on the 2600 block of Pecan Drive in Alamogordo. Now, police have said that they were originally looking into the incident, but that the New Mexico Office of the Medical Examiner and detectives with the Alamogordo Police Department have said that they now think that this was a purely accidental death for this woman. It was determined that there was a gunshot in this case, and the detectives have gone on to say that, you know, there are no suspects. They don't suspect any type of foul play, and they will continue their investigation, but we are continuing to keep on top of this to see if there are any new updates.
Okay, Jessica, thank you so much for the update this week. Talk with you next week.
I look forward to it.